This recording, Malaysia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a frieze jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which meant a sanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I born in Malaysia, in a small town in Melaka. And I was raised in a very small village, just about maybe 3,000 in population. And we are pretty close to the seaside. And, well, that's how I spent about 20 years of my, 18 years of my life. After that, I gained an admission to the local university in Kuala Lumpur, the capital of the Malaysia, and there's a big transition for me. I have to settle down in a big city. Well, it took some time, but I guess now I used to that. Yeah. And in the Kuala Lumpur, I stay in the dorm for 2 years, and it's fine for me, although the food is not that fascinating, but okay, I can live with that. And 2 years after that, in my third year and fourth year, I moved to a place that just in between the city and the open area of the capital. So that's a good place, which means I can hang out with my friend in the weekend easily, to go to some urban area and enjoy some natural environment.